You recognize this music. Of course, Todd's been talking about Helpful Elves for the past week or so. It is time for Helpful Elves, brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 55 in Des Moines and us here at Kix 101.1. This letter comes from a good friend. The subject is A Family in Need. Hello, I'd like to nominate one of my dearest friends, Shania, for Helpful Elves. This past year has been devastating to her and her kids. On September 20th, Shania and her husband, Jason, tragically lost their 12-year-old daughter. And 1 month later, Shania's husband, Jason, lost his life in a motor vehicle accident. Shania is now a single parent of five, including a two-year-old. Between funeral costs and Jason being the sole provider, Shania is experiencing hard times. I pray for a little help. We can get this family in the Christmas spirit. Her letter for you, Shania, was selected for the first 2025 Helpful Elf recipient.
Oh.
I read the letter. These months have been very hard for you and your family. But as you stated, that God is always going to make something good come out of something bad.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It is from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 55 in Des Moines, and us here at Kix 101.1. This is something we've been doing for 10 years now, blessing people, helping them out at Christmas to make things a little bit brighter, and to help out with food, a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
And I know it's going to be something that you can use with all of your children.
Yeah.
And a check for $500.
Wow. Well, that's really nice.
It's something that we feel that we could help out a little bit. Your friend Katie reached out to us.
That's really sweet of her, too.
We just want to make this Christmas as best as we can for you.
Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Shania, blessed with a helpful elf wish. If you know of a family who could use a helpful elf wish, reach out to us at kixweb.com.
The holiday magic is alive.